Last night, a Mesa mother became the center of the growing national debate over President Trump's new immigration enforcement policies.
For years, Guadalupe Garcia de Rios has voluntarily gone to federal immigration and customs enforcement offices in the Valley and checked in. It's been a requirement for her ever since she was arrested in 2008 as part of one of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's workplace immigration raids. She was charged for using a fake Social Security number in order to work. Usually, she checks in, answers a few questions, and is released back to her family, including her two children who are U.S. citizens.
But this year, when she went to check in at the ICE offices in Central Phoenix, she was taken into custody. An estimated 200 demonstrators were there as well, protesting her detainment and saying that she was the first casualty of President Trump's executive order on immigration. That protest was organized by immigrants' rights group Puente, and I'm joined now by Carlos Garcia, the director of Puente. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Carlos, can you tell us about these check-ins? Are these normal for people in similar circumstances?
Yes, there's a lot of check-ins. There's usually anywhere from 20 to 30 people who check in daily at ICE, at Immigration and Customs Enforcement in downtown Phoenix, just like Guadalupe has been checking in for the last 5 or 6 years.
And that's due to what used to be the immigration policy regarding this, right?
Yes, so they would take into consideration that she has two U.S.-born children. She came at the age of 14, graduated high school. She's been here most of her life, except the only issue she had was when Sheriff Arpaio decided to raid her home and take her into custody.
So was Reyes's arrest a surprise to the supporters that joined her there for the check-in yesterday?
I don't think so. I think we knew this was a high possibility, and that's why we showed up and supported her, people from the faith community, people from organizing community, because we knew that the priorities had shifted and that there was a possibility that she could be detained and possibly deported. She technically could be deported by the end of the day today.
Right. So what's the latest status on her? Is she being held in ICE facilities right now?
She's being held in ICE facilities right now. Yesterday, when they attempted to take her out, a group of brave folks got in front of the van and stopped the van and held it for a couple of hours. She was then brought back in, and it looks like they were able to finally get her out later last night. The ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not allowed her to have contact with her family, and we're still awaiting to see where she's at. The likelihood is, if she's not in downtown Phoenix, is that she's either in Florence or Eloy, and could be in process of deportation.
Are there any steps that you can take at this point to stop that?
We're continuing to put pressure on any elected official that would listen. Whether it's Congress people, the senators, we've been pushing calls to Senator John McCain and anyone who will help. I think this brings a question to a lot of us, whether we're going to be supporting Donald Trump and separating these families, or we're going to stand with Guadalupe and her family and make sure that these injustices don't continue to happen.
All right. Well, thank you for the update on that. Carlos Garcia, the director of Puente.